The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, and you will not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, and then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're still here in the Sermon on the Mount, you know, this long section we spoke about last week, and it will finish now in the next couple of days. We're in chapter 7. It goes chapter 5 through 7 in the book of Matthew. And these were various little homilies that Jesus gave at various times. Clearly, the homilies had something to do with what was happening in the moment. So the homily about forgiveness was probably in a moment when Jesus saw a need in the community for forgiveness. So when we come to making judgments here about others, it may well have been that in the community of followers of Jesus, there was some judgment which divided the community. The first thing about gossip or judgment, it can happen only in a community. Among strangers, it doesn't happen. It can only happen in a community. So the good news is there's a community there. The bad news, it's infected by negative conversation and by judgments. And we'll find that. You'll find that in every community. You'll find people who come up and say to you, "This is what people are saying." Well, how many people? We don't know how many people. We don't know who. It's just, this is what they're saying. And we have all heard that, you know. Let me tell you, I've heard it at Holy Family. I mean, let me tell you what they're saying about something. And I said, "Well, who are they?" "Well, people." But are there two, or are there five, or are they unhappy people, are they faithful people? Just stuff gets out there like that. So this has to do with negative judgments about others. And it's clear in the teaching of Jesus, when we make a negative judgment in a personal way about another person, we are revealing something about ourselves, our jealousy, our anger, whatever it is. When we make this judgment, we're saying something about ourselves. And by the way, to undermine another person's character by rumor or gossip is something that can be quite serious. In Shakespeare's Othello, he has this very well-known speak about this issue. He says, "Good name in every man and woman, my dear Lord, is the immediate treasure of their souls. The one who steals my purse steals trash. 'Twas mine, 'tis his, 'twas slave to thousands. But the one who flinches from me my good name robs me of what not benefits him, but makes me poor indeed." So when you take another person's name away or diminish another person in conversation, you don't benefit, but the other person is robbed of something that makes the other person poor indeed. That's the teaching of this. And it's not so much to avoid making negative judgments, but rather to claim moments to make positive statements about others. And we all do this. I mean, I do it as much as anyone else, where we say negative things about other people or make judgments about other people. So the invitation of the Word of God today is not so much to avoid the judgment, but to find the good things. In the old world from which I came, we had this insertion, a redeeming moment when there was a conversation going on about somebody's fault or somebody's failing or so forth. And then somebody would say, "I know, but it's a small fault." Oh, when somebody said it's a small fault, when we all withdrew the judgment about it. So many of the things we're speaking about, it's not so much we avoid them, but we replace them. Replace them with a good comment, with a good thing. That's the teaching from the Sermon on the Mount today. Amen.